From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After conducting the country's most famous orchestra, the New York Philharmonic, for 7 years, what do you do for an encore? Well, if you're Lauren Mazel, even at age 79, it's time to launch a new project. So Maestro Mazel has created the Castleton Festival at his 500-acre spread in Rappahannock County, Virginia. 2 weeks of performances by young professional artists. It starts tomorrow. Yesterday, he was conducting a rehearsal of The Beggar's Opera, one of four Benjamin Britten chamber operas that they're performing at the festival.
Caressa, caressa, with blisses.
This was under a tent, so one challenge was staying cool in Virginia in July without suffering the roar of an air conditioner outside. It wasn't a dress rehearsal, so a cast of 20 portrayed the lowlifes of 18th-century London dressed in sneakers, shorts, T-shirts, and summer dresses. Lauren Mazel, in jeans, was in the pit, gently leading an 11-piece orchestra.
Second act, and air conditioning, please.
Lauren Mazel resists the word retirement to describe his life nowadays. He still conducts at the Opera House in Valencia, in Spain, and as a guest conductor elsewhere. His Virginia estate is home to 150 young artists every summer, not to mention an equal number of cattle all year round. The Castleton Festival grows out of the Young Artists in Residence program, and in addition to conducting at the festival, Mazel now intends to teach a master class for aspiring conductors for the first time. He says that is forcing him to think about what you really can teach conductors. He recalls a question he once put to his fellow judges in a competition for conductors.
Can you define what a conductor is? We know what a conductor does, but what is a conductor? And they all said with one voice, we have no idea what a conductor is, but we recognize one when we see one. And indeed, it's unmistakable. You see it right away, a natural-born conductor. Certain manuality, certain ability to identify with the musical discourse instinctively. And that can't be taught.
You actually did this at the age of 9. Was there a gift you possessed at that age that prepared you for that at that moment?
Well, every musician must show his talent and proclivity at an early age. That's characteristic of the gift, as it is in chess playing, in math, that one then conducts or plays publicly is a decision that is not taken by the youngster, obviously, but by his parents and his teacher. And in my case, I had the good fortune of not being exploited, as so many child prodigies, in quotes, were, by keeping the number of concerts to a reasonable limit. I could go to school like everybody else and play baseball and football, which I did.
This is from a recording of Stravinsky's Firebird with Mazel conducting the New York Philharmonic. His style with musicians is very restrained. Detractors have faulted him for being unengaged. He likens himself to the first violinist in a string quartet, which he once was, a leader among fellow musicians. And as an American, he says, authoritarianism did not come naturally. Lauren Mazel told me proudly about his last rehearsal with the New York Philharmonic and what one of the musicians said about him.
I was very, very pleased to hear from a representative of the orchestra who said that we have been waiting for 7 years for you to lose your temper once, and you never did. Because, you know,
these are cliches of what the conductor is, what the maestro is.
Exactly. Shaking your fists or screaming or jumping up and down or throwing a tantrum, it's ridiculous. It's non-productive and so.
But did you ever want to? I mean, was there a temptation to do so? Were you restraining yourself or just not in your temperament?
Well, I'm very firm about what it is that I feel I want, and from myself and from the orchestra, and I'm quite stubborn. I keep at it. But if you respect the people you're working with, you don't start shaking your fist at them. That's also true at home. I mean, no child, and I've had seven of them, has ever felt my hand. An intelligent parent learns very quickly about the importance of the alternative. Rather than saying, don't do that, you say, why not do this? And so it is with conductors. A conductor must lead, and people want to be led. That's why they're there. And in fact, they fault a leader for not being able to lead. You know, when a conductor walks to the podium and says, well, I'm here to learn from you, forget it. Many of my colleagues don't know that. They begin to start explaining the music and projecting themselves as interpreters and talking about phrasing. You don't talk, you do. And you do by having a hand which has been trained to express everything that it should express at any given moment, such as offering a point of reference for ensemble, for players staying together, the kind of sound that you would like, tempo, a lot of things. And you can express all of this in one motion if you can, if you're a proper conductor. If you have to stop and look around and say it's not together, just walk off the podium, go home, because that's your job, to get it together. If it's not together, it's your problem, not theirs.
Maestro Mazel, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lauren Mazel at his Virginia home, Castleton Farms. The first Castleton Festival begins tomorrow and runs through July 19th.
And you can take a visual tour of Lauren Mazel's music camp at nprmusic.org.